Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
This holiday season, be prepared for a sense of wonder and awe as The One, a Christmas experience featuring Christ Tree, lights up Enid, Oklahoma. Presented by Jiffy Trip and Tachyon and co-sponsored by RE/MAX Premier Realtors, Gateway First Bank, Gateway Mortgage, and No Man's Land Beef Jerky. The One is a 42-day event celebrating the birth of our Savior. For more information on this spectacular Christmas event, go to theoneenid.com. That's The One, O-N-E, Enid.com.
Are you interested in adding value to your cull cows? Oklahoma Prairie Beef Solutions is on a mission to reward a premium to cattlemen and cattlewomen who sell cull cows into the program. The ground beef product will be branded and sold in Oklahoma retail stores around the state. Oklahoma Prairie Beef Solutions is an entity of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. Learn more about this value-added opportunity at OklahomaPrairieBeefSolutions.com. OklahomaPrairieBeefSolutions.com.
Well, today's cattle futures market was actually pretty good, despite cash trade being a little disappointing this week. We started off this week wanting 144 or asking 144, but it looks like it's going to end up being about 140. So last week, 142, hoping for 144 this week, but 140. So it was kind of a down trade here this week, and the market sort of reflected that. And we didn't have any deliveries against the December live cattle. The oldest contracts are still from last November. So at this point, for the more recent contracts, not a big threat, but you can have a lot of deliveries pretty quickly, overnight even. So right now the December live cattle at 137.15, up 42. February is up 45 at 138.25. The April 77 higher at 142. And then feeder cattle also had quite a bit of strength, and it really led by the front end. January feeders at 164.87, up 80. Marches were 22 higher at 165.30. April 35 higher. August up 62 at 177.75. And the January was about 60 or so cents off of the high today. It went up to 165.50, which is the highest in three or four days. But we got over 168 at the end of November.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Save on taxes with a durable Kubota purchase from Great Plains Kubota. Don't wait till December to shop our reliable Kubota equipment because it may be too late. Call 855-4-KUBOTA to ask a sales pro about GP's factory-to-field program. With Kubota inventory shortages, you can't afford to miss out on our exclusive offer designed to help you get the Kubota you'll need before the end of the year. The good news is Great Plains Kubota has more Kubota equipment, more options, and more ways to serve their customers than other dealers. Visit us online at gpkubota.com. That's gpkubota.com.
Well, the grain trade actually steadied to bounced back the wheat futures yesterday, of course, following that report. That report was bearish, the wheat, and so that was under pressure really hard yesterday, but it did come back with July Kansas City wheat closing slightly higher. We were on July Kansas City up 7.25 at 798.5. The low this morning was 782.75, so about a 16-cent bounce off the low. Hopefully that's enough to get the bull camp back in action here and buy some more long positions. Of course, the weather still remains dry today. We've got a real windy one in southwest Oklahoma and western Oklahoma. There's a lot of dust in the air currently. Yesterday's report, though, was bearish wheat. It was neutral for corn, neutral for beans. Now, ending stocks for the soybeans were 340 million bushels, unchanged from last month. And last year it was 256. The year before that, ending stocks were 525. The year before that, 909. So at 340, yeah, it's bigger than last year, but it's been a lot bigger in the last couple of years. The stocks to use ratio was 7.8%. It's also pretty tight. Corn ending stocks 1.493 billion bushels. Last year it was 1.236, so higher than last year, but in 18 and 19 it was 2.2 million.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss, so may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.